This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Time to talk U.S. elections. We're very pleased to have on the line from Washington, Simon Marks, President and Chief Correspondent of FSN. Good morning to you, Simon. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, Malcolm. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And of course, we're all watching Super Tuesday somewhat excitedly. And I suppose we have to start with what, for me, looked at like sort of the big race, which was in Ted Cruz's home state of Texas, how he was going to get on with Donald Trump.
Yes, and we've learned within the last half hour or so that Ted Cruz has beaten Donald Trump in Texas. He was obviously hoping to win there because it is his home state, but he's also won in Oklahoma. So Ted Cruz has taken 2 states, but Donald Trump has really triumphed everywhere else. He's won in Georgia, in Massachusetts, in Virginia, just down the road from us here in Washington, D.C., and it looks like he's going to win in Vermont. Virginia is a particularly rich win for Donald Trump because Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, had really hoped that he was going to win there. It would have been his first victory had he succeeded. He did not succeed. So this is very much Donald Trump's night. He's going to be addressing reporters at his estate in Palm Beach, Florida, shortly. Interestingly, he's chosen to do that behind a presidential-style lectern. He's not going to be flanked by throngs of screaming, enthusiastic supporters. This is an attempt by Donald Trump, I think, to try and change the style and tone of a campaign that up until now has certainly been pockmarked by violent language and some would say incitement on the part of the man who looks like, increasingly, he's going to be the Republicans' presidential candidate. Ted Cruz, though, with those victories in Texas and Oklahoma, will have the opportunity once again to say, look, after my victory in Iowa, I told you I'm the only person who can stop Donald Trump in his tracks. The problem is it's not clear that outside his home state of Texas and neighboring Oklahoma, that message is catching very much fire. And so I think Donald Trump will be feeling increasingly confident that he's going to be the Republicans' presidential candidate, and that poses the nightmare scenario for the elites and grandees of the Republican Party who are terrified that he may split the party right down the middle.
I guess you may have been watching John Oliver on the HBO television program last week tonight, and his campaign to try and get Donald Trump called by his ancestral name, Drumpf, which they say a Drumpf could never get elected president. I mean, how's that going for him?
Well, I mean, it's very interesting. You know, that John Oliver video has caught fire here, unlike Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. We had in our office today a couple of retired but once very prominent senators, and they were both telling each other, you know, have you seen the John Oliver video? You've got to watch the John Oliver video. I mean, I think in popular culture terms, John Oliver's commentary is definitely taking off, and partly taking off because, quite frankly, you know, he is saying things journalistically that the media that would more usually cover politics in a serious way has failed to discuss. Les Moonves, the chairman of CBS, said a few hours ago that what's going on with Donald Trump's rise may be dreadful for America, but it's great for CBS, and it certainly is good for business for these American television networks and cable channels who have, to some extent over the last few weeks and months, found themselves in hock to Donald Trump. He's delivering massive audiences, substantial upticks in advertising revenue, and journalistically they have done very little, it has to be said, to challenge some of the quite extraordinary things that he's been saying on the campaign trail, utterly devoid of substance, entirely focused on trying to whip up populist frenzy. And really, in that regard, as we're seeing here across the country tonight, succeeding.
Morning, Simon. Richard here.
Morning, Richard.
So it looks like Trump is appearing to be something of a shoo-in for the Republican nomination. I'm looking at the results on the Democratic ticket. CNN is telling me that Hillary Clinton has won 6 tonight already, Bernie Sanders just 2. Are we now getting to the stage where Hillary Clinton is also a shoo-in for the Democratic nomination?
I think, in a word, yes. I mean, to expand on that, she had a very big win last weekend in South Carolina over Bernie Sanders, and that was really the point at which I think the Clinton people felt that they could finally exhale. They breathed a sigh of relief. Bernie Sanders has won his home state of Vermont. He's also won in Oklahoma. He hasn't won anywhere else, but he has indicated in the last couple of hours that he's not going anywhere. He insists that he's going to take his campaign for the presidency to all 50 states. So he will continue nipping at Hillary Clinton's heels, putting pressure on her not to abandon the left-wing grassroots supporters that have breathed so much life into his campaign. And let's remember, you know, who would have thought 6 months, 9 months, a year ago that Senator Bernie Sanders, a socialist from Vermont, would be giving Hillary Clinton anything like a run for her money? And he did in the early stages of this race. So he's going to hang in there all the way to the Democratic Party's convention. He will be hoping, no doubt, for a speaking role in prime time at that convention. He is a phenomenon of this election campaign. And he's also, to some extent, shown up Hillary Clinton's certainly initial weaknesses as a candidate. And I think many analysts will argue he has made her a better, tougher candidate, more ready for the battle that she now relishes with Donald Trump than she was when she first got into this race and appeared to be annoyed at the idea that she was even going to have to go through the process of beating a challenger for the nomination. So I think many Democrats will argue that Bernie Sanders has done the party and its now inevitable candidate an enormous favor by mounting his race for the presidency.
Does that mean there's a possibility he could act as her running mate?
I think that would be very difficult and unlikely. There are other figures within the party that she has looked at and sort of hinted might be of interest to her, including Julian Castro, who is the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development under President Barack Obama, a prominent Latino politician who comes from the city of San Antonio in Texas. She's also been looking at Cory Booker in New Jersey, an African-American possible running mate there. I can't imagine that she and Bernie Sanders would find enough in common or that she would conclude that Bernie Sanders was capable of delivering enough to the ticket, because really when you look for a running mate, you're looking for someone who's going to balance out the ticket and help deliver the centrist voters in the swing states that will ultimately decide the outcome of this election. However, I think Bernie Sanders will undoubtedly play a role at the party's convention, and it's quite possible that in an incoming Hillary Clinton administration, there might be some kind of cabinet position that could be found for him.
Well, Simon, thank you very much indeed this morning. Simon Marks, President and Chief Correspondent of FSN from Washington. We do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more, and sign up. Terms apply.